Throughout his 37-year career, British singer-songwriter John Martin has never been more than a cult figure, even in his homeland. In America, his presence has been shadowy at best. He's best known here for this song, made famous by Eric Clapton.
May you never lay your head down without a hand to hold. May you never make your bed out in the cold.
Last year, Martin was in a car accident. He suffered a leg injury and a serious infection. John Martin thought his illness might be the end of his musical life. It wasn't, and he's now back with his 21st studio album, On the Cobbles. Chris Nixon has a review.
Everyone know.
John Martin's career has been an endless series of highs and lows, both musical and personal. This CD, On the Cobbles, is one of the highs. Much of the credit goes to the musicians and producers who worked on Martin's ideas while he was seriously ill, buying him the luxury of time. Recuperating at his home in Ireland, Martin added his distinctive acoustic guitar and weathered vocals. The result is reminiscent of his great but largely unheard albums of the 1970s. Both stylistically and lyrically, Martin seems to be looking back here. For example, the song Ghosts conjures up the image of his close friend, the late doomed musician Nick Drake.
I meet them in the guise of friends, and they all know my name. I know them to look at, and they know me just the same. I meet them in the guise of friends. All the time, they look so gray and wispy, they're always on my mind. Ghosts, they're everywhere. Ghosts, they're everywhere. Ghosts.
Martin's an excellent guitarist and writer, but above all, it's his voice that captures the ear here. He's deliberately slurred his lines for many years, but now they possess the timbre and midnight elegance of a tenor sax. That's nowhere more evident than on the record's centerpiece, the jazzy blue colors of My Creator. It's one of the most personal and revealing songs Martin has ever recorded, a small hour's meditation on mortality and the spirit. He teases and breathes around the lyric, working it into a creed that's both devout and fearlessly defiant. In his heyday, Martin was one of the most adventurous singer-songwriters, mixing jazz and folk, acoustic and riveting electric music. From there, he turned toward the middle of the road. More recently, he's returned to the margins. And for a thing supposedly pieced together from shreds and patches, On the Cobbles stands as Martin's best and most satisfying album in almost 30 years. Here, all the pieces of his past life and work come together in gratifying harmony. Hopefully, it won't stand as his coda.
The CD by John Martin is called On the Cobbles. Our reviewer is Chris Nixon.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.